Listening to John Gerica on SFM.
9 minutes to four, John in for Ashraf from the National Pulse. You can give us a call. What do you make of all of what spoken about so far? 086-000-2032. We'll take some voice notes in a bit and read some of your messages as well, so stay close for that. 086-000-2032 if you want to phone. Voice notes, 0614-104-107. One of the staff or the controllers at RSK, where I was working in the afternoon, had his mask on. He's not feeling well. And then I see this story and I'm starting to worry. The United States has notified the World Health Organization of a laboratory-confirmed human case of avian influenza A H5N1 detected in Texas. Second confirmed human case of that influenza detected in the country. It appears to be the first human infection with H5N1 acquired from contact with an infected mammal, although human infections with other influenza subtypes have previously been acquired from mammals. To give us more from a bird, we'll find out a little bit more about this. Let's find out the health risks associated with this and from avian flus as well. We're joined by Dr. Mark Chimes, manager of the Animal Health and Welfare Project and veterinary advisor at Milk South Africa. Dr. Mark Chimes, thank you very much for joining us. Is this something that we need to worry about, AH5N1?
Good afternoon, John and listeners. No, at this stage, certainly nothing to be concerned about yet. We're following the situation with interest, but at this stage, it doesn't seem to be holding any danger for humans.
All right, avian influenza viruses. We seem to have one of these pop up. I want to say almost every year there's some sort of H something, N something that comes up. Why do these happen?
There are several families or genuses or whatever of avian influenza or influenza, sorry. And the H1 and H3 influenza types are the ones that generally circulate in the human population. So they don't have pandemic potential so much anymore, even though it causes little flu epidemics now and again, because the human population has immunity against them. So the virus can't spread that easily. But when it comes to the H5 and the H7 strains, the human population is naive, meaning we don't have much immunity against it. And if those should spread from birds or pigs to humans, then you have a massive spread of influenza, and it's potentially quite dangerous.
First of all, let's talk about the animals. Is this a worry for America's bird life?
No. Yes and no. Avian influenza occurs worldwide. I mean, we've got H5N1 in our wild bird populations in South Africa as well.
Oh, okay.
That's what's been causing these outbreaks of bird flu that we hear about in the ostriches and in the poultry. In 2023, South Africa slaughtered more than 7 million poultry animals because of bird flu outbreaks to try and stem the spread. Similar in America, they had some massive outbreaks in the last few years. The thing is, this H5N1 variant seemed to be mutated in Europe in around about 2020, and from there it spread to America, South America, and Asia, all across the world. It's endemic. It occurs everywhere. We've been living with it for years without very much problem.
Just not long enough for us not to have an immunity to it. Our immunity isn't as fantastic as it could be, as you said, to the other ones.
Yes, the reason is that the avian flu virus is not well adapted. It doesn't have the receptors to infect mammals. It's not very effective in infecting mammals or even spreading, and even more so for humans. And it would appear that the H5N1 that occurs in South Africa is even slightly less adapted to spread to mammals than the one that's been occurring or that occurs in Europe and in the Americas. In the Americas, they've been seeing infections in some wild mammals, like red foxes in Canada and sea lions in South America, bears in Canada, bobcats, ferrets, skunks, that kind of thing. But it's not really managed to spread very far from that. It's the odd case that they might pick up.
Okay, so Is this then the fact that there is now a human infection of this? Is that an extremely rare situation that there have been two cases that have been found? Or is this something that you guys as animal health and welfare vets and things your ears start pricking up a little?
Well, whenever there's spillover of bird flu from birds to mammals, then it pricks our ears.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're scared that it might mutate in these mammals and might make it more easy to spread in humans and that. But in humans, it's actually quite rare. In the last 20 years, we've had less than 900 cases of H5N1 specifically in humans worldwide. But it's highly pathogenic. Of those 900 cases, nearly half of them died. And what makes this particularly interesting is the fact that it's now gone into dairy cattle. I mean, cows don't have influenza viruses. Unlike if this was in pigs, we'd be much, much more concerned.
Right.
Because they do have natural influenza viruses, so it naturally spreads within the population, same as in birds, but never in cows. Sorry, we certainly didn't expect this one.
Okay, so you're keeping a close eye on this. Is it as easy for COVID-19, wash your hands, wear a mask? Is this slightly different because it could be in food if this does get any worse? And I know that I'm making it sound terrible. You're calming me down a little bit, but worst case scenario, it gets into the food, right?
Well, at the moment, it seems to be replicating in the udder, and so we're getting high numbers of virus in the milk,
right.
Much more than we're getting in the little passages of swab, which makes this one particularly weird, which means we have to now suspect that it's actually transmitted from cow to cow by the milking equipment. We're not quite sure.
Mm.
But the main thing is that the virus is killed by pasteurization. So the milk that you're buying in the shop is 100% safe. So there's no... The only danger would be, we certainly would recommend that on farms where this occurs, people don't drink raw milk or unpasteurized milk. And the same goes for the meat. If you cook the meat properly, then it kills the virus. Not a very strong virus, so
right. It's
still quite easy.
Okay, so that raw milk that you see on the side of the road, don't buy it, rather be safe than sorry. Bottom line.
Yes, certainly, I would say in general, but I mean, the virus is so far, this is only spread in the USA,
yes.
The only country in the world. So South Africa, I mean, we're 10,000 kilometers away from it.
Yeah.
People are quite faithful.
Yeah, we were also very far away from China, Dr. Mark Chimes. And it's very fresh and very raw still. But okay, you've calmed me down a little bit. Dr. Mark Chimes, thank you very much. Manager of the Animal Health and Welfare Project and Veterinary Advisor at Milk South Africa.